This is CliffCentral.com.
Beep 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 beep.
If you are easily shocked by words like fuck, please leave the room. If you do not know about science, you must fuck off. But you most probably have, because you don't like the word fuck already, so you're gone. Hello, everyone. Sorry, I was searching for Toomey's warning. Remember? If, well, how does it go? Can we try and see if we can find it? Because it's fucking not playing. And that's why we had the silence, a short bit of silence. People, it's so wonderful and absolutely delightful to be back here live in Johannesburg. At the Casper Radio Show. And we are live today because we've got a special guest. Oh my God. And we're going to chat so lekker. I'm so excited, man. Unfortunately, our special guest has to go to Cape Town again. So we've got to start with him because he's got to go to the fucking aeroplane. And then we will have our other wonderful gang members, of whom one is Gavin. Hello, Gavi.
It's very good to be back. Hello,
it
Casper.
It is nice to see you, Gavin.
It is nice to see you, too. You look very, very, very stunning in pink.
Thank
or
you.
Cerise. Or a very royal shade of pink. That is what your shirt is called.
I am.
Yes.
A royal shade of pink. And then there's also Bernard Bass, also known as Betty Bangles, with a nice shirt cappy on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
200.
Oh, my God. Bernard, where did you get that shirt cappy?
By shirt, ourself.
Oh, well, my God.
By the means of it, our merchandise stand geran het. Vegas.
En hoeveel was dit?
Hoeveel was dit? Ja. Ek kan glad nie onthou nie. Dit, maar het was fucking duur. Ek dink het was soos R500 wat het geconverted na.
Regtig?
Ja, vir een zwart kepie met shirt op.
Amazing. You know about this, hey?
Oh ja.
What is this?
Dit is shirt se nieuwe album wat op pad is.
Ja. Yeah.
Wat jy nie van hou nie.
No. Don't jump to conclusions.
Dis conclusions, dit was jou woorde.
Happy days, they seem so far away. I try to reach for you, but you have closed your mind.
No, I love it. I don't like Cher in Mamma Mia 2. I thought she was useless there, but I like the fact that they have reproduced this a bit. There's too much ABBA still for me. Like this. This is ABBA, very ABBA. Yes, so it. But now and then they throw in an autotune, which I like. I mean, that's sure.
Well, yeah, it's a lover autotune.
But that is, yeah. I wanna hear the sure version, really? Not the ABBA. ABBA's perfect. ABBA's perfect. Don't give me ABBA cock. I want sure. Hey, 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 hey. When you're gone.
How can I carry on? How can I carry on?
You see, you should have done that. They should have done that. Then it's a bit like, knowing me, knowing you.
How can they carry on?
Yeah. And now I fear.
When something died, I fear.
I'm making out.
Jy produce the cock at the white end.
What happened to love? It used to be so good. How are you feeling? That's SOS.
That's I Bunny Bee Gees, me.
When you're gone, I try to go on, but they can't.
Sure.
thanks for sharing this with us. Our special guest all the way from the Cape, he is a young talent par excellence. And excuse me for using fucking Zulu. His name is Jutsvanger, or Quinton, but his name is Jutsvanger. That is his fucking name. Hello, Jutsvanger.
Hello, Casper.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, thank you. Finally. En allemaal van julle, natuurlijk.
Hallo.
Away.
Wat kan ik net die zien? Ik heb altijd gewonnen als een lightie. Ja? Als die oude rera zo, you know. In rechte leven. En hier zit ik, man. En ik kan niet wachten om voor allemaal te zien. Julle is regie. Dus altijd op die night, Casper. Is bevok in, ik meen in every sense of the word.
Dank je. You know,
yeah. He's amazing. At times.
Oh, you are...
Nie van jou ons mic.
Ja, hy is bevok en gevok.
Want hy het hierdie tendens, as jy nie jouself gedraai, dan sit jou mic af.
Kom ons kyk.
Ja, ek sal nooit met die gaste nie, net met hulle twee.
Myne word 3 keer die show afgesit.
Julle mag klaar, ons, wanneer gaat julle die kans kry, you know?
Ja, maar die ding is, jy sien, dat hulle luister nie. En die ding is, mens moet luister na wat mense sê. En as hulle nie luister nie, dan gaan die mic af. O, wacht, ok, mense luister gaan wie? Hier kom, onthou julle, ons het vir Tsumi gehad, en sy het nie gekom nie.
Ja.
Dit klink so weird. Ok, hierso is sy, nou, dat ons net Tsumi kry.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. You know, if you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Nou weet almal.
Thank you.
O, God, daar gaan het dan nie. Ok, so sy het nie gebeur. Jy sien. It's a good. Okay, Tani, maak net die fucking deur toe achter jou. Just van ons het van jou goed al gespeel. Weet jy, ek het soos een rechte ou ATKV Afrikaner kont gesê, Jutsvinger.
Oh, wow.
I thought it's Jutsvinger. And then Gavin said, no, it's Jutsvinger. Dacht ek, oh, fuck, ek is jammer. I thought I was being... Maar, so, wat is Juts? What the fuck is Juts?
Julle kan jits sê, jits klink vir my soos reeds, you know. Ek is reeds vinger, you know. Ek is al klaar daar. Maar jits is maar net, kijk hier, kom ek sê vir jou man, jits, but het was jazz gewees.
Ah.
So toe tyns was het na jits toe. Back in 76, man.
Toe al?
Ja. So by die tyd wat ek het word, toes het al 94.
Wow. So jits is a legitimate word?
Ja.
Juts. So, jy kan sê, ek is Juts?
Yep, totally. Dis a Juts soul, my bro.
Ek is nog my Juts. Ek is nog 1975.
Nice, man.
Oh, this takes me back.
Wat ander woorde is daar? Het jy geweet Juts is Juts?
Ja, but Juts is ook soos in jou kar se mags is Juts.
So everything could be...
It's like just, it's on point. It's proper.
So I'm Juts?
Ja, yes, proper Juts.
Oh, the Casper Radio Show is Jits.
Maar jy kan nie Jits wees nie.
Hoekom nie?
Die wat jy doen, soos in jou karakter, of jou kar wat jy ry, of whatever. En die ander woord wat jylle gebruik het,
Jags, ja.
Yes, maar ons sê, dis a silent G.
Jazz.
Yes.
Yo, Wikipedia.
En die het obviously baie, wat, hoe sal ons weer die in a sin gebruik? Hoor vir my ons...
Of course, maak die cirkel bigger, you know?
Nee, maar ek...
Taal is een huis, my broer, moet nie die deur toe hou nie.
Ek het 17 jaar laatst daar geblei.
Oh, waar by Jits?
On die Kaapoe.
So, die soek wat sy weet, sy sê nie Jits, sy sê Jits. Kos Kaaps, ons sê mos die Jits, wat sy wat sy hoe.
Ja.
Mag jy gauw een sin verjaag? Ach, vir...
Ai, moet jy... Kevin, ek skaal my fucking mos weer.
Sorry, Steve, mami, sy is baie lief vir Casper, ek hoop jy sy luister hier.
Ja, okay, so...
A sin.
Ek was gister aan by die tjoe gewees en in die draad wat achter gewees was oepe, toe trap ek per ongeluk haar op en ek sok vir my tits. Hy was nou een beetje te lang.
Ja, dat is een fucking lang sin, man. So lang as die draad wat oop was. Maar, okay, but listen to this, people. This is a remix, hey. From what album, van wat album, this is English people listen as well, hey. So, which album is this from, the Skurumba Muffin Mashup?
The Muffin Mashup is from the Knapgat Remixes.
Which is out?
Which is out, yeah. Since, June 16th.
It's on iTunes. It's on Spotty. It is
Google Play.
Google Tidal, Play. Everywhere. Deezer, you're going to people listen to this guy. I'm going to try and think how I got to know about him. Now, I'm going to try and go back in my memory. But before I do that, we're going to listen to the fucking Skarumbas. Sorry, I'm swearing a lot today. It's because I'm excited. I'm excited.
Oh, are you excited?
Yes. It's like I've got Tourette's and then it comes out. So let's listen to
him. Op hulle te gaan haal.
Huh?
Ons moet iemand stuur mee op hulle te gaan haal.
Ons moet, nee.
Ja.
Kan iemand in die naam van die Here net vir my sê of julle iets hoor? Huh?
Like,
hoor julle iets?
I'm hearing nothing.
Dat? Huh? Nee, God, wat is dit nou? Jesus, not playing. Oh, it's not playing. What the hell? This is so unprofessional. Dis poor Quentin must think we are...
Nee, ek geniet my sê af, moet nie sê kie.
Kom ons sê vir die ander woord. En nog een woord van, weet jy wat is die colored slang vir ma en pa? Topie.
What the fuck is topie?
Topie is jou pa. Topie,
my topie.
Ja, maar ons sê topie. Okay. Dis is in een proper more, met een kapje op jou oor. En die Kaapse term vir ma is tani.
Tani... Nie tani nie. Ok, iets is fout hier so.
Iets is drastisch fout.
Maar Gavin, ek wonder wat jy sê, wat van Motsi?
Daar is jou.
Ja.
Are we where? Can you do me a favor, ja. My darling?
Ok, Kasper praat met sy ingenieur.
Jylle kan ook praat. Ek sy my mic afsit.
Nee, for sure.
Ja, Motsi. Mm-hmm. Motsi, dis baie interessant, Motsi... Die Zulu weergawe van Motsi is nou weer like so kinders in Zulu's abantuan. Maar jy kan soos as jy hierna toe wys na jou nippels toe wys, dan kry jy iemand sê I came no did you go with your wife? No, I went with the abantuan. So sê ek het gegaan met my Motsi.
Wow, okay.
Maar wat is die ander woord wat jy gebruik het nou?
Die dis mos Motsi is for the ladies and for the guys the buya.
Die boeja, wat is boeja nou weer? Boeja
is groot man.
Ja. Yes. Maar hoe ervaar jy, because jy is obviously baie trots toe ek jou gaan ontmoet, dus toe begin jy met die accent. So how do you adapt to like coming to Joburg where people, because obviously growing up, obviously from the Cape Flats, you like accustomed to like a certain culture and language and speaking. So how do you adapt, because as ons nou so begin praat, hulle gaat verstaan nie.
I don't.
So jy praat net?
Ek praat net, because...
Hoor jylle daar, die klank is reg. Gaan aan, moet jylle dat jylle studeer nie?
Man, die is daar, ek afgekom op die term mingels.
Dis nice, wat is mingels?
Ja, natuurlijk, as Engels, het taal is...
Afrikaans? Engels?
Nee, net Engels, Afrikaans.
Mingels.
Ming.
Ek love it, because he's busy with neologisms. Do you know what that is?
Maar jy moet goed as nieuwe term opkom.
Ja, that's the dude, speel the youth.
Speel het gauw vir my?
But...
New
N E O L I G I S M E S neologismus.
Gismus.
Dis Afrikaans. In Engels is neologisms.
Gisms, ja.
Maar ons hou van gism. Neologism. Gism.
En dit beteken vorming van nuwe woorde.
Vorming van nuwe woorde.
So
dis wat jy
van,
doen.
Wat van my term architect, Bek, wat ek mee uitgekom het, sê
neologisme.
8 jaar gelede.
Neolofokkengisme. Architect, Bek. Ek love it. En mingels, neologisme. Love it. Love it. It's got to go into our language.
Jubel.
Fantastic.
Soos breinsuike.
Soos breinsuike. Wait, you can tell me what's breinsuike. Let's just listen to this first. I want to see if this is not working. Does it sound like you? Dis jy, ne?
Dis hy.
Dis hy. Dit werk. Halleluja. Wat gaan nou aan?
Zoek een movement die kaap is lang over die maas, ik kan niet beloeden. Wakken de platen, rekken die buis van zich.
Dat zijn. Oké. Tot zwanger.
Mooie.
Hoe lijkt het dan? Vanaf een soep, was het toe dem duidelijk. Raak hoe laat ze te schrijven op bankjes, kankje. Boeddha gepakken, die vallen van die motola. Flitsen, MC van die get-go. Flex op de feet, hij is viskus, frus. En de fake bitch, dat spet. Boeren ze die boeken alle op frictus. Hallo met die immortelle, maar ik in lokale machine. Binnen massa loop ik in de bakken de machine. Kip met die kaakse, kip ik als een pinnacle. Die alke maar kidding, binnen de bedden, maar is een plaat.
Love it. Hoekom sê hulle, dis 'n muffin mix?
Want die ou wat die beat gemaak het, hy is die muffin man.
Yeah. So where's the original Skarumba then? Where's the on the Jitsulogie?
Dis reg.
Okay, Jitsulogie het ons al gespeel van.
Okay, so Skarumba is daar.
Okay, so dis die original, maar ek hou van hierdie muffin mix.
For sure.
Die ouens is so vra hierdie mense jou of vra jy die mense of is dit either or om goed te remix?
Kasper, laat ek jou die waarheid sê, so baie mense wag al om met mekaar te week. En toe ek die deel opmaak en sê, hoorie, ek het hierdie project wat nog hier redig die market bereik het nie. Want ek moes gaan toer het, maar nadat ek het gerelease het einde Oktober, sê hulle nie, sure. Okay, kan ons piek wat ons wil doen, sê ek asseblief. En soms so twee van hulle het gespring op Skarumba. Twee ouwe, so daar is twee remixes.
Maar dit is seker moers exciting. As a musician om in te kry, okay, hier is een remix van my werk, kom ek luister. Dit is seker moers lekker.
Het is my.
Kan net imagine.
Dit is nou verder interpretaties van wat hulle voel in die song, you know? Ja,
dit is baie fantastisch. Ja, nee, ek is bly as mense aan het spring om dit te doen. Ek love dit. Ek het altijd gewonder hoe voel dit, because no one wants to remix me. You know? Maar ek het ook niks om te remix nie, Gavin.
Nee, waar is jou acapellas van way back in the day?
My Jesus, ja.
You know, ons like die gebruik, ons chop het op. Ja. Sien wat maak hulle met die Obama video's, die speeches, hy in Bush, you know, wanneer hulle die gaat.
Oké, okay, weet jy wat, ek geef jou al my kak. You go listen.
Breda?
Ja, en sample. Maak note. Dan sample jy van my goed wat jy wil.
Kasper, Rasper.
En, ja, that'll be, then I will get a kick out of that. Wow. Oh my God.
Dit sal baie kruid wees.
Lekker. Dis wat het is. Dis is wat het is. Have you ever, Gavin? Have you ever?
Have you actually ever?
I don't know.
Is ek aan?
Ja.
Yeah. I can't hear myself properly.
Nee, skree.
Really? Dan sit jou fucking knoppie aan. Draai aan jou knop.
Of haal hy oorwurm uit.
Ek en Quentin is bezig om te ruil. Ek is in Quentin's gaaikie en hy is in my gaaikie.
Okay. Waaroor het julle gepraat hoe ek nou hier met Ahuwe? Wat het julle belangrike goed gesê wat ek moet weet?
Altijd. Ek wil weet van waar is jy?
Okay, ons het gepraat van, nee actually, ons gepraat van hoe ek adapt.
To die Afrikaans hierso. Dit is wat ek om gevraag.
Die Johannesburgse Afrikaans.
Ja, die Johannesburgse Afrikaans. Okay. Want al die kalits oor die land praat die sel Afrikaans. He.
Maar al die breinmense praat different van die rest van die... Van die. Kijk, as jy nou apply jou way van praat, dan gaat jy eire in jou area as Somaliërs is. Dan gaat jy een beetje van hulle woorden gebruik.
Ja.
As in die Kapen, dan gaat jy nou Nigerian woorden gebruik. Oos praat nou Somali-Kapen bij jou.
Vertel vir my bietjie daarvan.
Mm. Well, hulle steeksigaties ook nou. Hulle winkels, hulle is, you know, economically, is die winkels waarna toe sy gaan. So van die mense hang uit
by hulle. So watte woorde gaan in die taal in?
Ek weet nie, ek verstaan nie.
Hy assimileer net, en dan is hy daar.
Ja, as een beweegtaal, you know. Soos Adrian van Dis
gesê. Ek ken hom, is Hollander.
Ja, en is een goeie vriend van my.
Wat?
Ja.
Dis fantastisch.
Ons was by die Rijksmuseum verlede jaar.
My fuck.
Vir hierdie Holland, Suid-Afrika, 1600.
Ja.
En ons het een paar panel discussions gehad. Ek het performe. My woorde het in Hollands net so naar die plafond toe gereis. My broer. Like, yo. Julle wil actually hoor wat ons het om te sê. Maar net in julle taal. Oh, okay. So die mening gaan zijn, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, Adrian van Dis is een moerse ou in Holland. Hy is een pleiterkundige en een skryver.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Ek het een boek van hom. Hy het persoonlijk van my gesnijlmeil. Ja.
Gesnijlmeil.
Yes. maar hy sê, Afrikaans is een skeepstaal.
Wow, wat
is... Dink net gauw iets.
Okay, cool.
Ons was op die skeide gewees.
Ja?
Meeste van die tijd. Hoe lang vat die skeide om aan die Kaap te kom?
Lang.
Van Bavaria.
Ja.
So, intussen tyd mix ons. Ons remix. Dus kom meer remix paard van die kals is. Ja. So skeepstaal. Voor jy kom aan die Kaap, toet ons om klaargeming. Out the oven, you know. Ja.
Maar dat is wat ook interessant is. Dus dit kan heeltemal waar wees. Maar daar is bijvoorbeeld... meer as een woord wat daai tyd daar was, wat dan nou net bly lewe het hier, so hulle het op die skip, of wherever hulle was, net daai een woord gekies, soos padda, They had Pada and they had Kikvors. Maar Kikvors het bly lewe in Hollands. Dis Pada. But Pada leeft hier. So, God, nou praat ek drie tale. But,
and so that's, folk, nou, like
that's how they assimilated it.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. Was it Portugees?
Neek is fuck in Dutch.
Neek
is slur in Afrikaans. So, also on the ship, one sailor said to the other one, I want to neck you. And he said, oh, please. And he fucked him up.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever. I don't know. But that is very interesting what Adrian says, that maybe it happened on the ship.
Oh, yes. In Donnerhoek. Donner is algemene woord, I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A kont is a boat. A boat. Kont.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I'm learning a lot today.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's a very onskuldige woord daar. En hier is het een vloekwoord, so dit het gechange met die mense wat saam was. Ah, ons leer so fucking baie. Nee, jy is ingeskakel op RS fucking G, waar ons... waar ons met die taal gesels? Wacht, hier is nog een. Waar gaan die Kaapse dokter? Waar gaan dit? Vinger, waar gaan die Kaapse dokter?
Rappers moes nou klits in Afrikaans.
Ja, God, ek hou nie daarvan.
Maar klits is hoe, is praat, net bla bla bla.
Rijnklits.
Ek wil kom met my eie term, dit is nie my term.
Moet nie daar gebruik nie, dit is een walgelike nationale persterm. Dit, jy het al gehoor wat noem hulle stand-up comedy, ne?
Nee.
Skerp skerts.
What?
I know. Ek het een skerp skerts show vanavond. Wat het jy? Skerp skerts. Yes.
En ek was eendag was ek my geraas toe ek nog 'n journalist was in die kantoor 'n speed bump. Ek sê vir hulle 'n speed bump, 'n spoedhobbel.
Oh my god.
Have you actually ever?
Oh my god. 'n Spoedhobbel.
'n Spoedhobbel.
Dit klink of iemand nie kan loop nie.
Wat die kreatief Simon. Ja. Daai toe. Skerp skerts.
You see, there's a difference between clever. Hoekom praat ek Engels? Slim, gebruiksafrikaans en pretentieuse lessenaar Afrikaans. Skerp skerts is lessenaar kak. I don't like that. Dat die woord kak.
Sorry for all the listeners out there.
Ja. Yeah. Stand up. Almal sê stand up. So let's say stand up.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something in Afrikaans. Mm-hmm. Okay, wat is die Kaapse dokter gaan aan?
Die Kaapse dokter is...
Song van jou?
Is deel van my eerste album. So, snitte, ja.
Wanneer was die eerste? Snit is reg, jy kan maar snit sê, klink een bykie kak, maar... ons is nou baie sensitief vir elke woord. Wat dan?
Wanneer het woord geoordeel.
Ja, dit word nou geoordeel.
Snit.
Okay. Ja, kat klink nie reg nie, maar dit klink dan weer of jy jouself kat. Hierdie is een snit wat ek gedrop het.
Oké, okay, kom ek sê maar Trevor, want ja, ja okay. Slat, ja.
Heat. And
for number.
Which year was this?
2007.
Oh my god. I was... Where were you 2007, Gabby? Gavin?
That's where the World Cup.
As you know, what
was 2007, I was probably my first... Oh, dis wat ek Charlize Theron ontmoet het. Ek sal dit nooit vergeet
nie.
Op die 16de November 2007, okay. Omstreeks 12 uur die middag.
En jy, Betty?
2007?
Ja. Was jy op drugs toe nog?
Ek dink ek was seker gefok iewers in 'n klap.
Vir die hele jaar.
Die hele jaar.
2007. Ek was op tour met Mondig, Masha Mondig.
Yes. Oh.
En Jitsvinger was besig met Kaapse dokter. You know? That's what I'm saying.
Stars align, zinze. Let's connect some of the constellations. Yo, fantastic.
Was dat nou jy?
Ek het ook op dat jy begin nou rap.
Ek ook.
Ek doen trouw maar net die
zon. Okay, nou as jy so iets skryf, skryf jy dit nou neer, of... Herhaal jy dit oor en oor tot dit 'n lang sin word?
Albei. Ek sit dit woorde by mekaar wat dieselfde klink.
Maar dit werk fantasties, maar it sounds
like Rubik's Cube, yeah.
Intricate, you know, it's mathematics.
Dankie.
So jy moet dit luister en luister en sê, okay, nee, daar gaan ek dit vervang. En so is dit hoe jy dit skep.
Ja, so spasies gebruik. Ek skryf in terme van kleur. So ek try om al die woorde met dieselfde kleur by mekaar te bring. En dan sê ek die eerste vers is, of die stanzas as indigo, en die volgende stanzas lig, because it's intensiteit, you know.
Ja. Ja,
en dis hoe ek skryf, as ingenieurswese type.
Ja, ek kan dit hoor, dit is nie in iemand, enige iemand se gawe of broeken om dit te doen nie.
Maar daar is een speciale trick in om woorde wat net lekker klink, wat jy so kan uitdruk, om op die recht tyd in die sin te sit. That is a skill for me.
Very much.
En ek hoor dit in jou song, al die vorige een.
Dankie.
Ek wonder baie keer in rap, oor dat dit meer praat is as sing, gebeur het soms dat jy een woord mis, en dan werk die ding nie uit in die...
Live bedoel jy?
Ja, ja.
Maar laat ek jou reg verstaan, so sê nou ek drie opruid,
so, jy,
as live.
Ja, jy het nou jou jylle song wat jy, of jy track wat jy doen,
right.
En dan, maar oor dat dit meer... praat is, as sing. Ek meen, sing is een melodie, en jy het die woorde, en jy gaan, ek meen, daar is sort of een melodie daar, maar gebeur dat jy plek hier een woord mis, of jy die structure anders doen, en dan kom jy aan die einde, dan oefok, wat gaan ek nou doen met, om te eindig?
Ja, alles het diezelfde plek, as wat jy dans doen, jy weet al klaar, want het jy jou, ek weet iemand, ek denk nou aan iemand wat salsa doen, daar is een plek waar jy improvise, maar dan moet jy land ook.
Ja.
Wat even jy doen in die lucht, val op jou voete. So, jy moet kan improvise. Jy sê alles soos met stand-up. Jy vergiet jou punchline miskien en dan maak jy dit op. Because daar is so baie onder jou om jou te draai, jy sê.
Ja.
Okay.
Maar jou moeilikheidsgraad is ook nie net ritme nie, maar ook rym. Want jy kan nie fucking jouself uit die ding uitwurm sonder om nie dan te rym nie of wat.
Ja.
Is ek reg?
Ja, want dis precies wat ek bedoel. Dat jy moet eindig in een...
Ja.
Laat dit sin maak en dit ruim met die vorige wat jy gesê het, waar een song is, nee, jy sing die song en dit is, elke woord pas in een noot en dit is dit.
Weet, ek sta nie so, ek sit nie so, ek sien daar sy plas, en ek loop na dit toe en ek voel baie ongemakkelijk.
Ja, jy moet letterlijk een paar steps voors voor jouself. Jy moet al weet wat gaan sy sê. So as ek sien is swat, nee, dan kan ek begin met mat en slat, want die gaan by swat opeindig.
Van Wanika,
vooruit, is baie spiritual.
Waar het jy groot geboor?
Ek is geboor in Mitchellsplein, 1982.
Wow, where in Mitchellsplein? I lived there. When I was born, we lived there.
Oh, really?
Ja, ek is in St. Monica's geboor, en St. Monica's bestaan nie meer over dag, verstaan ek, en... West Street is waar ek my eerste 7 jaar van my leven groot geraak het.
Me too, oh my god.
West Street, 10 nummer 19.
Die fire station.
Yes. Daar is net so om die Dryberry Gardens, is een baie mooie plek. Mitchellsplein, daar is die kroon, daar is die oyster, die staan sê. Ja, daar is die perel van die oyster. Here we go, West Street. Toe trek ons Skuils Rivier toe.
Oh my god, ek het al geblei.
Wat?
Ek het in Skuils Rivier ook geblei.
Al die kwaai mense blei in Skuils Rivier. Ons noem het Keila, ons tyd het toe noem ons het al Keila.
Is ons CFR, ne?
Ja, yes, CFR.
Definitief, ja, definitief.
Hulle noem het nog steeds Keila.
903. Ja, ons noem het Keila. Daar het my hele Afrikaan, hulle het Mitchellsplein uit my gemoer mee.
Jesus.
Die onderwijsers daar te verstaan, want sy kon net so woerwaai in die klas en sê die ding soos sy wil. Die is nog Stellenbosch, jy nog net so achter die jongen.
Ja, ja, ja.
Is nog die.
Daar,
ja. So baie standaard gewees en hulle het in my geforceer, you know, ja. Maar dankzij Pieter Snijders voorgeskrewe poem, ek is ook important, die het net, ja, soos manna van die jimmel afgeval, op my schoolbank, en ek sê vir jou vrou, ek gaat nie nou wat sy ander voorgeskrewe Afrikaans doen nie, ek wil myself hier so. En ek het later gememorise die lijne, en ek het het opgetree, so die is waar my performance element vandaan afkom, jy sê.
Toe hou jy van die manier waarby met die woorde gewerk het, en jy voel, jy wil het ook, jy kan ook dit doen, jy kan ook speel met dit.
Kasper, hy het geskryf die manier hoe ons praat, en hy was hier standaard die tyd gewees.
Ek onthou, ek is ook important.
Yes.
Ons het dit, ek dink op universiteit gedoen, want ek is bietjie ouer as jy, maar,
ja.
Maar op Kuils Rivier, weet jy dat Marion Holm en Nathaniel kom ook van die Kuils Rivier af?
Nee man.
Ja, ons allemaal was daar, ek was daar, hy was daar, sy was daar, jy was daar, maar jy, dat is nog, die Verwys, Isadore Verwy, kom van.
Wow.
Ja, Oh, Kuilsrivier. Woehoe! Kylie! Kylie!
Wat noem hulle die instituut op hierdie potte? Is dit die, wat noem hulle dit?
Hogwarts.
Is die Hogwarts van die Kuilsrivier op Kuilsrivier op jou? Ja.
Dis ons. Nou, wat is Make a Move? Is dit ook van jou eerste CD af of nie?
Ja, ek wil nie mense sien move. Ek wil nie die metaal met mense beweeg. En dis alles wat daarin gaat.
Wat die fok is een skeletsleutel?
Is een masterkie. Is die een sleutel. Kyk man.
Dis die, mense, ek net sê, dis die naam van sy eerste CD. Ok, so wat is dit? Skeletsleutel.
Wat is die album? Is maar net, ek het net so genoem, want ek het so aangedink. Daar is een klomp dele van opportunities daar buiten, maar sy moet die master key wees, wat sy gebruik, jou expressie moet hy dele opmaak.
Hmm.
En so daarvoor is my album, in hierdie vermaakswereld, die skeletsleutel.
Baie oulik.
Ja.
Slim.
Ek het, ok. Gaan maar aan.
Ek sal vir jou sê, jy moet opbou.
Hoe maintain jy die hare? Want jou hare is yes, like...
Dis a segue, wat I work.
Dis... Help my bietjie Betty, kijk, wat is dit, Mark Lottering, nee, slash what? What is that? Dat is een afro, of ja, course.
Ek wou dat gesê het op Klop TV en ek gaan dit hier sê.
Sê dit.
Sê dit.
Van Heinrich was so'n, weet, ja. Heinrich is een cool kid. Hy het ook vir my gevra, hoe kom jy haar toe sê?
Heinrich
van,
Weingart.
Ja, maar hy is een cool bra. Ek het vergeet om te sê, ja maar Heinrich, jou kinds begin van jou af. So... Sommige van ons wil in die ander, amper soos sy trek jou klavers aan, dat sy begin jou aard doen.
Mm.
Misschien sy wil jou vingers vuil maak of so nie, maar ek is my kind, so, as ek my haar so groei, is omdat ek so voel, en my kind skoot daar vandaan af. Ek kan nie myself trim, ek dan sense ek myself, so ek is baie praktisch met dit, soos, ja. So daar is ek om my haar, en ek heb nooit my haar gesny vir byna 17 jaar.
Yes,
die moment.
Hoe verstaan ik het nou? Kijk die muurslaan, tessen voel het aan, soos magnet, zo, ja, nou weet ik nou. Ik ben zoetsappig met die woorden, stap met blue concept voor old school katten. Dan doe ik het nou. Met ex, mijn les, die boombox en medulla in fest, met les is gloe wat ik zeg, wow. Die zoek staan, plek is full contact. Woelag, zo stip op het weg, zo, nou, ik het nou. Volgende fase met wolfs en een loop, jullie naden, zo kom met een wolf op mijn kamer, die voorst van falen, kom wat drugs van een druk los met de formula, original.
Nou as een mens so een CD maak, een track maak, een album, whatever you want to call it, jy moet contact hê, jy moet netwerk, hoe het dit begin met jou, met wie jy begin as praat, dat jy opgeëindig het in een studio en wie produce dit bijvoorbeeld?
Wat is, oké, ek nou denk nou hoe het my journey begin, op school, hoogschool, had een paar ons in die schoolgangen gerap, hulle het geraga, hulle was,
wat is raga?
Hulle was deel van die live culture op school. Raga is like, wat, die Jamaicans doen. Die Jamaican ouwens is soos, Mr. Lover man, I know a girl. Wat die nippen op en op en zeep en op en vijp, en die teken die type.
Dit is
anders
soos skat in jazz.
Ja, yeah, sing say. Sy praat, maar sy doen op tonal dips en swings, verstaan? En, ja, ek het vir hulle gejoin as 'n beatboxer, so ek het daar ingespring en ek het my hande by mekaar gehou en
dis lekker.
So dis, ja, kapoos is 'n ding, you know. Toe van ek uit so na, man, maar die ouens het nie meer materiaal. Iemand moet skryf vir hulle, van hulle rap, POC's en music, en 'n ander ou wat in Kuilsrivier, wat ek aan te nou bly, so na by die Sopraak, wat noem jy die area, De Kuilen.
De Kuilen, ja.
Ja, so, hulle het iemand in De Kuilen, hulle het een ghostwriter van De Kuilen, en hy het net soveel materiaal vir hulle gegeet. Toe skryf ek my eerste paar raps op 'n typewriter. My pa is op, is een carpenter, so hy het iemand sy workshop skoon gemaakt, klom over ons aan een kak, huis toe gebring, toe sit ek met 2 typewriters. 1 week met electricity, en 1 week, hoe sê dit nou, 1 portable,
manual.
Ja, manual, jy net sê, ek sit en type toe, streetwise kiet my eerste rap in Afrikaans, geinspire die, sy weet POC, ek is ook important, en hulle en die. So vat ek het school toe, hulle rappe toe, ons vat het talent show toe, ek meet vir Ozo Ligoli, van Sarepta, en hy bly in die achterstraat van Sarepta, hy is maar net achter die school, man, maar hy bly in die achterstraat.
Of die ander kant van die treinspoor.
Die ander kant, dat is achterstraat vir hom. En hy het een paar contacte gehad. Een onder andere, Wayne Robertson. En Wayne het sy eie kamer, sy eie studio in Ravensmead. So toe hou ek maar die kontak tot later, so toe ek in matriek was, en ons begin nou ernstig te raak, kyk jy, ons soek ons eie instrumentals en die, waar kan ons die kry? Ek hoor mense maak beats en so. Sê, wel, oké, okay, kom ek gaat in my, die telefoonboek, en ek sien toe, ja, ek het mos sy naam afgeskryf, Worry Wayne, ek het jou nommer gekry by Ozel, hy sê, sy maak beats en so, waar kan ek jou kry? 1, 2, 3, ek is voor by sy deur, koep, koep, koep. Hey, hier sê ek nou, hoeveel vraag sy vir a beat? R50.
Wow!
Vir a backtrack.
Wow, stunning.
2002.
Wow.
Seker nou 50,000.
Ja, hy kan nou soveel saas, want hy is goed nou, hy is fucking goed nou. En daar had ek my eerste song gerecord, Stamina, met een vriend van my. Van toes ek in die groep, Moustal, ek het altijd een groep gehad.
Ja.
En, song na song na song, en so is Wayne ook geconnect met nog mense. En het die D-pop in so nou en dan om te hoor, wie sien die wil flavor, en dan nog een DJ, Azul kom ook aan, by om raad te gee, so weet. Because, one way or the other, die songs wat by Wayne gemaakt word, eindig op die D's en mixes, en op, you know, hulle is amper soos die springboard gewees vir hip-hop.
Ja.
Because hulle het ook radiostaties, campus radio en die goed gehad, you know. So daar het my Stamina op UCT Radio beland, you know. Keto Pump was die project se naam. Het is nou Easy Tyrant's project met Azul en nog een paar ons. En ja, dat was my eerste feature. Ooit.
Amazing. Dit is hoe dit werk in die wereld.
Maar toes ek, ja nee, toes ek nog nie by High Voltage nie.
Nee, nee.
Azul het van my toe gevra, hoor jy man, wil jy ernstig raak met jou carrière van niemand hier praat besigheid nie. Julle maak net song na song, so ja, waartoe gaan julle?
Ja, what the hell.
You know, en ek sê toe vir hom, ja, en toe hoor ek al van Codessa, hierdie trio, hulle is drie dames en hulle rap in Afrikaans, tale, skale van die tale. Ek het gesien op Geraas.
Fantastisch. Hoe Geraas nog? My God, ja, ek onthou Geraas.
You know, en hulle sit in die tekstie en hulle praat van Afrikaans, Kaapse, taal en die en die, en ek sit en kyk my ouwens aan en sê, nee man ouwens, wat moet jy oors aan nie? Nou, ons kan het ook doen. So vat as hoe vir my na High Voltage Studios toe. Hulle is toe like, okay bro, het is materiaal, ons het music, ons het ook een independent setup biso. In Woodstock. Ook aan die police station. You know, in a flat vierde vloer. En ek het daar geslaap tot die album klaas.
Wow.
Perform hier en daar. Ek het ook MK interviews gedoen. Ek het die ropes geleer, you know. Ek het paar mense ontmoet. Heavy mense, David Kramer, onder andere. Ek het die Fleur de Cap opgetrek, het die song geperform daar.
Die Fleur de Cap Awards.
De Cap Awards.
Ah.
Waar had ek nog? Paar, twee van die songs is op films. Die een is Four Corners. Die ander een is, wat is hierdie, die nietse, noem my Skolly.
Ja.
Ja.
Krijg je geld?
Ja, hulle betaal jou vooraf.
O, gelukkig.
Ja.
Nee, ek moet
nee, dat is hoe het moet.
Want sal die Afrika beduik, ek krijg mis niks. Ja, asjeblief, gebruik my liekie. Krijg fokkel. Dit is fantastisch. En hoe het jy met Koenie, jy, ons had een ding met jou gespeel met Koenie ook.
Nee.
Ja, ons
het. Ik was hier op Koenie se. Ek het nog nie met hom gewerk.
Koenie de Villiers?
Ja,
ek het nie met
hom. Heb jy ever?
Het sal lekker wees.
David Kramer dan.
Kevin.
Nee, ook nie met homie.
Maar jy, okay. Collaborations, nog nie.
Ja, ek het.
So ek dink daar is een serie wat kom, met collab, gaan jy dit noem, en dan is dit ek, en weer ek, en weer ek, en die vierde track ek, en dan Koenie en David. En dan ek.
Universe, are you listening to Casper? Wie was jou inspiratie plaaslik toe jy groot geword het as tiener? Hoekom?
Gaat maak.
Net vir die luisteraars, hy continent gepoint na Casper toe.
Ja, kyk jy, as moes deel van jou literaire, jou literatuurwereld, jou optreewereld, alles plaaslik is belangrik vir jou. So, alles ek nou ouwer en ek skryf nou wel my eie songs, gaan ek nou wel terug na toe ek nog een laitie was, because kreatief, jy moet kinds, as een kind wees, en ek onthou die Spies en Plessie, en wat was die ander program waar Casper had raad, hy swat ding, as hy my mal professor wat so op die boot, fuck, Tekkies my bro.
Ragavush.
Ja, dat is Tekkies, dit was in die program Tekkies, het ek dit gedoen.
Ja, ek het klomp Tekkies memories man, en ja,
dat is
my archetypes gewees. You know? Yeah. So as it doesn't songs, it's moet sê vir die audience, dan moet jy mos 'n karakter wees.
Ja, ja, ja.
A freestyle. <you know.
laughs> Maar okay, maar nou probeer ek dink, hoekom weet ek van jou? Hoe het ek van jou te weet gekom?
Die moment kan ek record julle die.
Okay, then it must have been me picking up your pictures from Holland, I think. Because hoe ken ek jou? Hoe het ek jou, want toe het ek met jou contact gemaakt en ek het jou gesangs gehoor en gesê, Jesus, dis bevolk, ek wil hierdie ouwe op my show, and then he was in the Cape. Maar dan sê hy nou, maar ek vlieg Holland toe elke nou en dan, dus ek nou, maar as jy in Holland toe vlieg, kan jy nie gauw hierna toe kom, nie? En dis hoe ons contact gehou het, ek en hy.
Oh, wow.
Ja, maar ek probeer nou dink dan nou, hoe... ek dink dit was op Instagram, maybe het ek gesien, jy is in Holland in theaters wat ek ken, en toe het ek iets geskryf vir jou van, that's a nice theater, or good luck, or something, hey. Kan jy soos
social media, was die comment, was social. Like, wat is die Kasper wat vir my?
Dis ek, ja.
Yo.
Jy het gevra, is dit Kasper?
Yo.
Okay, nou, Jack Parrow het jy definitief mee gesing, want die staan het voor my, op swart en wit.
Dis bevok
is die ding se naam.
Yes.
En dit is uit, dis 'n remix.
Ja.
Wat gaan nie aan? Is dit?
Mhm. Het begin so.
Ja.
Bevok. Elke dag as ek kan huis toe kom, bevok. Al my liefde in een mens gestop, bevok.
Jy praat net lelik.
Jy maak my happy soos 'n stywe top bevok.
Jy weet.
Jy's bevok. Elke smal wat jy smal, elke dimpel wat jy maak.
Elke smal wat jy smal.
Ek probeer met my te praat, elke snippel, elke kots, elke snoontjie in jou nie gesink wat ek spandeer is om jou happy te sien.
Is hierdie nou Jack Parrow's song waarin jy feature, of is dit jou song wat hy remix?
Eerste antwoord.
Dis jy jou. I love it with all my heart.
Thanks man, dankie.
Van Tala.
Ek het die kinders hier was, so ek weet nie waar hy vandaan af kom.
Ek het wou nou net vra, is my volgende vraag. Nou wat, nee, waar kom dit nou vandaan? Okay, so but that is like, just, it's a poetic license.
Ja, verbeel jou, jy het 'n kind. Hoe sal het wees?
Hoekom as jy op die oomblik hier, is jy besig om voorbrand te maak vir jou remixes, of hoekom is jy in Johannesburg?
As veelvoudig.
Ja.
Ek was, initially was ek geïnvite vir 'n lecture, by Wits.
Jesus, maar jy word na die hoge mense uitgenooi, ne?
Ek dink so, as mos jou partnership, sy moet het kan wiggle, sien sy.
Dis fantastisch, moet, ja.
Sy moet jou netweke gebruik. Sy het van my geïnterview oor die fracking in die Karoo.
Oor.
Haar naam is Mario Ritsma. En sy is
nou, wat the fuck weet jy van fracking?
Wat is die naam? Ek kan jou nou sê. Maar nie te min. Daar was 'n anti-fracking campaign.
Ja.
Wat is die afkorting vir dit?
Ek weet nie.
Something TRAG or something like that. Group. Action group.
Oor.
Ja, en hulle het my gevra om 'n song te skryf vir dit. Because
clever.
Dit doen met die Karoo mense.
Ja.
En ek was mos by die KKNK en ek ken die beleid van die mense.
Okay.
So I had to do it. En ek dink toe, ja, okay, cool. Ken die feite, sit dit in 'n song.
Ja.
En sy het my kom interview om te vra, is protest muziek een genre?
Oor. Ja, jammer
so
vrou.
Nou gaan die gesels.
Okay.
Elsewhere. En toe sê ek vir, hoorie, aangesien jy een lecturer is by Wits, ek sal baie graag jou kinders wil een stukkie gee van wat ek ervaar het, you know,
clever,
as een muzikant, man.
Clever.
Some real experience. Toe sê sy, sure, kom ons week het uit. Kort voor lang.
Hier sit
ticket, kom deur, kom B&B in Melville, en ek tel jou op, kom lecture. Okay. Hy was 2014.
Wow.
Ja, en dis nou die tweede keer.
Yes, is I network lekker. Maar okay, sê gaan vir my, as jy pro of anti-fracking, en hoekom?
Fracking benefit die natuur, benefit die mense nie. Dit is net tydelike vergunning soos hulle like job creation. Voorgie. Nee, mense gaan weer kry en so. Maar try om iets te plant net so nadat hulle klaar is met al die gemos wat hulle in die grond en donder, plaas om het toemaak. So, hoe kan die iets goed is?
I want to say that we had a drought and the sheep are fracking. Our sheep are fracking. Oh, yeah, okay, so it's wrong, eh?
I didn't know we were going to go down that road.
I was trying to be funny.
You were funny.
Gebruik jou tool, ja, om by die mense uit te kom. Jy kan lach, maar serious.
Yeah. Gebruik jou tool, hoor julle.
So fracking, as jy gaan in die grond en jy maak los, wat? Mm-hmm. Wat maak hulle los?
Shale gas. Yes. Noem nou, dit is een deposit daar onder 4 kilometers onder die aarde.
Ek het baie in my maag.
Dus waarom is die diepte boor? Boor jy gereeld?
Ek boor gereeld in my shale gas.
There we go.
Mos, dit is mos gas.
Oh, mos.
Oh, my God.
Maar wat sê, moet net jou carbon footprint een beetje wat sê.
Jesus. Ja, nee, ek doen, ek watch hom. Ek watch. Ek dra nie skoene nie, want ek wil hier die gas moet vrylik vloei.
Okay, en so het ek my ticket verleng, want ek wil by jou uitkom.
Oh, fantastisch.
En ja, want ek weet ons het...
The first of many. The first of fucking many.
Kry een Stony Fritz net van my, want ek hou van fucking...
Stony. Ja. Oh nee, dit is van Talla, maar, nou die ding wat ek graag wil weet, en verskoon my onkunde, het jy music videos uit? Speel dit? Wie speel dit? Hoekom nie?
Ek het live performance footage wat ek nou gaan release. Ek wil nie baie sê daar oor nie, maar ek gaan daar aan die DVD uitkom.
Okay, great.
Imagine nou een hele muziek video met sy stem en jy...
Doen die acties.
Doen al die acties, asof het jy is het perform.
Wil nie ons kreatieve, hoe sy naam?
Hy kan die kreatieve raadgever wees. Baie nice, Bernard. Ja, ek kan nie alles doen nie. Kijk, dit is sy fucking CD. Dit is sy album. So I will be there. Elke nou en dan kom ek in.
Oh, wow.
Jy weet? Maar laat eerst sy live footage, and then we must get you to do some music videos, man.
Okay. Ek weet die need is daar.
Die need is daar.
Maar ek wil het reg doen.
Ja. Watse uitgangskleppe het ons daarvoor op televisie? Nou, is dit, dis kyk net en... In SOEC, het hulle nie ook nou een fucking muziekprogramma in Afrikaans nie?
Ek sal nie weet, ek kyk die TV nie hoor, maar kyk jy. Maar YouTube is daar,
YouTube,
is nou die handen van die artist.
You're right.
Sy kan nou een Facebook page opmaak, sy kan nou, ja,
yes, recht,
internet
is
daar vir die wereld, ja.
Ons het gesit en wacht vir 6 uur op een vrijdag Mnet, en toe die muziekvideo's gesien, dat was nie YouTube nie, is raar, dit is nou YouTube, like fucky TV, absolutely. Ja, so let's get it on YouTube, and we monetize it, and so you can get some money there.
I see.
I like it. So whenever you want me to help you with a music video, I'm there. I can edit, I can mix,
okay,
I can direct, I can fucking baie dinge doen. And I'm a fan, so I'm here.
Daar wat ek in baie
soos een fucking
ek ga die huis toe vat, ek ga die ouwens in die Mitchellsplein sê, kijk die jylle so optrek, dik getap my bro, ken jylle wat Kasper, hy is een fan van my,
is een fan, een groot fucking fan.
Ja man, ja maar sy stapel Kasper, sy stapel die het in Afrikaanse wereld, vermakelijkheidswereld.
Ja, vir die mense, you must be true to yourself though, you know, en dan verloor jy mense soms, maar dit maak nie saak.
Kom ek sê het so, you calmed the restless.
Yes.
And you disturbed the calm. So die is die rechte recipe vir
what
my.
What the fuck sê hy? wat sê het Kevin? I calm the restless.
Yes, you calm the restless.
Basically sê hy, jy stapel voedsel vir partij, soos en ander wil hulle oor toestapel as hulle jou sien.
Of hoor, of voeg, of wat jy wil.
Okay. Ja, maar dan is mens eindelijk op die rechte pad.
Ja.
You know? As jy een type van reaksie teweegbring van pure love of pure hate, then you're on the right path. Maar as allemaal net gaan...
Ja, want jy rassel nie.
Ek is een rassler.
Nee, jy rassel nie net, en jy fucking... Hulle is of so. Daar is nie net van...
Ja, daar is nie... Meh. Daar is nie meh.
Daar is nie meh by jou nie.
Nee,
geen grijs areas.
There we go. En daar is ook ek in Afrikaans rap. Daar is ook ek in vernacular rap. You know.
Is jy op genoeg feeste, word jy baie gevra, is jy op, doen jy solo shows, doen jy festivals, okay. Waar kan mense jou sien?
Mense kan my volg op Twitter, Zitsvinger, one, okay. Is op Facebook, Instagram okay. Natuurlijk. Ja. Ek gaan nou Darling Festival doen.
Is jou Instagram Jitsologie?
Jitsvinger.
Jou CD is Jitsologie, jou album. CD, yes. Ja. And you're going to be at waar? Pieterse Perron?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, in locatie.
But
on
Darling.
On location, in Darling, ja.
Oh, really
en dan doen ik Open Book Festival. Ik is ook een zaad voor die slam poetry
competitie. Fantastisch.
Ik wil het niet doen, nie, you know, altijd, maar...
But be yeah. There. Ja, yeah, it's good to have your name there.
Presence.
Ja. Ja, belangrijk. Ja.
Maar ik zie ook genoeg feesten nie, man.
Die moet meer doen.
Ik werk aan, ik maak hier eindelijk iemand assistent, zoals jullie kan zien, is ik alleen zo. En die moet iemand is wat nou die hele plek uit, zo weet, ja. In de forensic lens, wat is die, hoe kom je hier na, wat aan het programma met jullie, because ons maak hier meer...
Blootstelling.
Blootstelling en ook, daar is te veel censorship op onze kanalen. Ik voel, dat is nou al overheid dit al.
Ja.
Te veel mense wil een ding sê soos hulle het wil sê.
Ja, en het begin gebeur wereldwijd nou, so ons wil net een bykie bykom,
denk we?
Ek. But it will change for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Ons is deel van daardie verandering, maar ja, jy is reg, jy moet assistent kry, iemand wat nou vir jou, wat nou hier so sit in fucking social media links,
die, yes.
You know, that kind of thing, het ons foto's geneem met hom,
ja.
En jy het al 3 songs gespeel, ek het net die eerste een gepost,
fuck, you see, that's ja, wrong,
ek kan nie, want ek is hier by jou, ek is hier met jylle,
ja, dit is nou maar wat die Amerikaners, het ons, al die Europeers en die Britte ook, maar hulle omring hulle met een hele klomp mense, wat dan alles doen, there en dit go. Is my dit, en dit is my dat, en dit is my sis, ons is nie so gespoil nie. Maar ek dink as jy eerst dit het, dan wil jy dat as sonder gaan nie. Ek dink die Amerikaners love dit. Dink jy nie? My therapist, en hierdie ou doen net dit, en hierdie ou doen net my hare, en hierdie ou doen net my hol. Ja.
As gecompartementaliseer.
Gecompartementaliseer. Dit is 'n lekker woord daar. Compartmentaliseer. God, ek sê dit weer. Compartmentaliseer.
Ek het 'n woord, ek het nogal 'n woord.
Wow.
Nou wat ons met woorde praat, oor woorde praat. Neologisme.
Neologisme.
Neologisme, my niets neologisme, neologisme, God weet. Is high-tech Hans Bos.
High-tech Hans Bos?
Ja, ek Hans Bos. Ek nou net af...
Hans Wors.
High-tech Hans Wors.
Silent R.
That's nice. High-tech Hans Wors. I love it.
Ek weet nog nie wat dit beteken nie, so... allemaal wat luister en kyk, kom met jou eie definitie af aan en stuur na Zitsvinger toe. Kom ons bou die woordeboek.
Jy het sy Twitter, sy Facebook, sy Instagram, sy Snapchat, sy Horogram, sy fucking sneak peek, al sy kak gekry. So jy kan hom... Ok, so geef my... Kan jy jou beatboxing gou doen?
Ok.
So, Jitsvinger was hier, hy het met ons gepraat. Ek moet vir julle sê, hy het sy fucking woorde nie geskaad. Ewe skielik is my brein gevries. En ek dink by myself, Kas precies. Maar iets is gecompartimentaliseer. God, kom ons probeer maar weer. Iets is gecompartimentaliseer. Neologismus is iets wat het ons geleer. En ek wil sê, dit was 'n moerse plezier met my vriend Jitsvinger. Hier.
Yo! Live and direct op jou. Jitsvinger, die man in die middel, hart op die bubbel, te swaan, te stikke bas en nobeliste. Hier sa by Klif Sentraal in Tilburg, saam in een van my idols, Kasper die Rasper. Finally. Dankie man.
Wow, julle twee is amazing.
Dis 'n wonder.
Ek wil vir jou sê, ongelukkig, moet ek nou vir jou sê, jy moet fok of, want dit is...
Soos een politiekar.
Soos een politiekar, met jy hoekom, dit is tyd vir jou om die goudtrein te gaan soek.
Dis reg, ja. En ons doen het weer volgende keer, kort voor lang.
Enige tyd.
Dankie man.
Het is een plezier om jou uiteindelijk te ontmoet. Stay well and we'll speak very soon. Bye. Hoe we graag ze vlieg, die smoese kwaliteit. Ik zal haar voeten zoen om haar boeken te dragen. Ik zal haar voeten zoen om haar boeken te doen. I love it. How nice was that, ladies and gentlemen, dames en heren. boys and girls and people all the world over, hey? Because we are all the world over, hey? In Aqualet Fiala Itsena, the Equalizer 2 was released in the US. And the Equalizer 2 is a movie. And it hit number one at the box office. Number one doesn't mean it's piss. It meant that it was number one. And number one is, number two is cock, eh? Number one. And it's also the first movie sequel that Denzel Washington has ever done.
What?
Yeah. And there's already talk of Equalizer 3. So it's making him money, the bastard.
Mm.
So, yes, playing a role, his signature role of Robert McCall in Equalizer 2. Have you ever seen Equalizer 1?
No.
Neither have I. Oh, wait, wait. Just from the, still here, what are you saying?
Nah, that movie is gehard, it's befokt.
Lekker. Like it. I had it gesehen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he loved it. So you must go see Equalizer 2 then.
Yeah.
Okay. McCall serves as an unflinching justice for the exploited and oppressed. But how far will he go when that is someone he loves? Ooh. Mm-hmm. When his former agency boss and only friend is killed. His only friend, man.
Mm.
In an ordered hit. An ordered hit. That is Susan, a number one on the hit parade, but it was ordered.
Mm.
Hello, can I please order... Britney Spears, oops, I did it again.
Why?
It's an ordered hit. That, it's not that, but McCall leaps into action to avenge her, oh, it's a her, sorry, fucked her. To settle the score, we will have to face four high-experienced killers who have the same precision training as himself. My God. The Equalizer 2 is an action thriller. Showcasing Denzel Washington at his best.
Wow.
CliffCentral.com, oh, that's us, and Sony Movies, oh, that's them, gave you the chance to see the movie the day before release at an exclusive preview screening yesterday. Did you go, Barrett? What are you saying to me?
Nee.
Ek het ook nie gegaan nie. Fuck.
Ek het jou gehad. Ek wou gegaan het.
Is ons genooi?
Was het, ja. Ons was. Ons was genooi. Were you not able to join us? No. Don't worry. The movie hits cinemas today, August the 24th. You don't want to miss this one.
Dis vandag.
Dis vandag, my God. Mm. And head over to cliffcentral.com. Bye. Just Finger gaan away. Head over to judsfinger.com. Ach, to cliffcentral.com. For more details. Okay, head over there. Okay. Isn't that wonderful, Kevin?
It's absolutely superb. Ek is baie nieuwsgierig.
Wat wil jy vir my gesê het nou?
Ek wil vir jou... I wanted to speak to you man to man, Casper.
Okay, talk.
I wanted... Hoe kan jy lach, Betty?
Sorry, but
it's... Sy lach lelik.
Baie vir man to man.
What does it mean to be a man in today's world?
I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of confusion about this, and that's a... There's a lot of anger directed at men. This is a conversation about masculinity. Everyone needs to hear. In this raw and authentic series of 6 podcasts,
what?
Craig Wilkinson,
yeah,
and Khalil Osiris.
But, gaan jy in 'n beroerte in of
I'm saying, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Start from the premise that true masculinity is a great gift to the world.
Okay.
Equally relevant to men and women.
Shut up! Yeah.
It provides profound insights into why men behave the way they do.
So is it a podcast you're talking about?
It's a proper podcast.
Okay.
It unpacks the 3 core desires at the heart of every man. The question every boy needs answered on his journey to manhood.
Is what?
The 4... Dit is in die antwoord jy met die podcast luister.
Hold dein mond.
The 4 big lies about masculinity.
Yeah.
What wounds the masculine heart.
Yeah.
And the one thing every man wants to know... the one thing everything... Wait.
What?
The one thing every man wants from women more than sex.
What's that?
Jy moet naar die podcast luister.
Ah.
Man to Man Talks is brought to you by Carling Black Label.
Maar kon jy nie gaan luister het en dit vir ons vertel het nie?
Ja, dis wat ek ook nou dink.
Drink responsibly, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Available now on cliffcentral.com.
Tais-toi!
Oh, well, that's very interesting. Thank you very much that for that very spontaneous non-read.
Man tot man.
Mano a mano.
I'm actually very curious.
And it's brought to you by Carling Black Label. Did you say that?
I said
you
it.
You have to say that.
I said it. But now, what do you think would be like Salaman meer wil hê as seks van 'n vrou?
As jy stryd is, ek weet nie.
Oh my goodness, like
if I've got to project onto a woman, I'm straight. What do I want from a woman? Mm. More than sex? I don't know.
A nice meal?
A nice meal. I gotcha. I gotcha,
but
Bernard.
But a vrouse plek is a die?
Kasper, that's the act next.
Not me, not me.
So
it's fout, yeah, I see. So, like, we've got lots of technical issues today. Yeah. Wait, challenges.
Yeah. Okay, I've got to sing it then, because it doesn't want to play. Skier en skinner, met Bernard en Kasper. Skier en skinner, en Kevin is ook hier. Skier en skinner, skinner. Okay, so
I want to...
Okay. Dan, voor je begint, wil ik net iets voor je zien.
Ja.
Shut up!
Oké, begin.
In de andere thing, in fuck, daar kan ik niets door zien.
Hakken op zijn tanden vast.
Alyssa Edwards, jullie allemaal weten wie zij.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Die tangpopper. Die tangpopper. Ja, die wat ik ken het niet. Zij kan die lakens opvouwen.
O ja.
sê hy.
Wat van nou?
Sy krijg een Netflix series. Ja.
Place.
En ek is nogal excited daarvoor. Het is half amper een drag version van Dance Moms.
Hoe van,
so? Want sy, haar rechte naam is Justin Johnson. Het sy eie Dance Academy. En so die hele series gaan revolve om die dance, maar dit bring ook die drag side van sy leven in, en sy family life, en love life, en alles.
So, kan hy dance? Was ja. Was dit een bekende feit?
Ja.
Oh, okay.
Ja. Ja, hy kan dance. Hy kan dance. En dan, ons moet chat oor Bianca Del Rio.
Ja, praat, asseblief.
Ja. Maar jy kan saam praat, want jy was daar.
Ek was daar.
Ja. Hoe amazing was die show? Dit was meer as wat ek verwag het.
Dit was baie snaaks.
Ja. En ons weet jou standaard is baie hoog, Betty, so...
love
you too.
Dit was my net ek weet sy is funny en ek love haar style of comedy, maar ek verwag soos die drag queens of comedy wat ek gaan kyk het in New York, ja. Was ek klomp drag queens op stage en die een het probeer snaak so dat die ander een wees, maar hulle is nie rarig comedians nie, en so ek het half dit verwag, maar sy is a full blown comedian. Sy
wow.
Is wat drag. Sy is amazing.
Nice.
Ja. En and I do use that term loosely. Mm-hmm, just like your booty hole. Tony could try it. You cannot imagine what I have been through. Well, I can tell from your face you've been struggling, bitch. Now let me ask you something. Is everyone a mess? I know what this is a setup for. It's that roommate again of yours. Honey, let me tell you all about it. Oh, you're gonna sing? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Dit is 'n song van Bianca. Ja, sy was baie snaaks. Can I give a bit of a critique?
You can.
Okay, so she's channeling Joan Rivers, Bianca Del Rio. It's very much the same style. I didn't mind it. Joan Rivers was a legend, and why not rub off on Bianca? So it's very much that kind of humor. But too much about RuPaul's Drag Race, I felt. Too much jokes that we don't all remember.
Yeah.
Don't you think? And she's got enough talent to just do stand-up about anything. Sy hoef nie so te le op die RuPaul Drag Race jokes. Nie. Ek dink sy is bevok en sy kan actually haar act uitbrei and maybe have not an interval, but maybe have something else happening and do a dress change and stuff like that. So she can do much more, I think.
No, for sure.
Wonderful talent.
For sure. But I think... Die hele RuPaul's Drag Race ding werk nog in haar show. Oordat dit, so, want ek meen, sy het nie haar show geskryf vir die wêreld nie. Sy het dit geskryf vir Amerika en RuPaul's Drag Race is so huge daar dat almal haar jokes vang. Ek was eintlik surprised dat hoe baie van die jokes hier in Joburg nog gewerk het
ja.
en dat die mense respond daarop. Ek stem 100% met jou saam dat it's okay nou, haar volgende show kan sy maar ander goeders doen. Maar ek verstaan hoekom sy het ook gedoen het nog steeds. Maar sy kry baie flak nou, ek weet nie of jy dit gesien het nie.
Oor wat?
Van die joke wat ek baie funny gevind het. Dit was lelik. But, I mean, people, daar was iemand van die Kaap wat ook geskryf het van, oeh, dit is baie rude en ongeskik.
Maar my God.
She's an insult comic. If you walk into that, you know what you're gonna get.
They warn you 500 times before
but
she starts.
Now she's getting a lot of flack after her set in Montreal about the Blair Sinclair joke.
Wacht, kom nou eerst een beetje terug. Wat is Montreal?
Montreal is die stad.
Montreal.
Montreal.
Montreal
ek sê
is,
Montreal.
Ja, waar die duivel bly. Ah, okay, Montreal. Ja, wat het jy nou gedoen van Blair Sinclair?
Die joke wat sy gesê het van, o ja, want die nietste ding in RuPaul's Drag Race is, net voor jy geëliminate word, dan kom jy uit met 'n shocker oor jou lewe.
Ja, dit is waar.
En dit is wat Blair gesê het, oh, I've been raped.
Ja.
En nou kry sy vlek van alle kante af, want hoe kan sy a joke maak oor rape?
Oh please, oh grow up.
But
oh,
it's
please.
Not about, she didn't joke about rape, she joked about a situation that you use anything not to get eliminated. That
exactly.
was the joke.
Exactly.
Joke was about that.
Yeah. And
but
that
people
is what
was like, no, it's about rape. She's
I
joking about that.
I remember that a lot of us, like Muffies, skinnered about that fact on RuPaul's Drag Race that everyone now comes out
yeah.
with about some story. So that was so apt, and we all loved that. Yeah, no, please, people must just, if they say it's not for you, then don't fucking go, don't listen, go home. Don't listen then if you're not adult enough to appreciate risky humor, for fuck's sake. What is this? The click track. What is this? This is RuPaul featuring Bianca Del Rio. Let's have a listen. What's the onion? Adore. Adore.
Adore Delano.
Ken ons hierdie?
Wie is dit nou wat daar sing? Adore?
Nee, dis Bianca.
Dis Bianca daai nie.
Dan sit RuPaul. Nog so nice.
Is dit RuPaul nie?
I don't know. Dis nogal nice.
Dit is.
No. Okay, it's called Click Clack. Bianca Del Rio. Here is Superstar featuring Adora Delano.
Adore.
Adore, sorry.
Montreal.
Montreal.
Now that the time has come.
The same, no? Waiting was seemed like forever. I don't know what the Superstar. Wait a minute. Oh, it's called RuPaul Presents The Cover Girls. And then it's Ollie Dementi. Oh. Nice. Ek gaan bykie dit op my playlist het. Okay,
ek ook.
Oh, en dan, nou hou ons nog steeds by die thema van RuPaul. RuPaul kry ook nog 'n TV show.
What?
Sy begin haar eie talk show, a daytime talk show.
That'd be nice.
Ja, so ek dink dit gaan nogal nice wees. Dit begin vroeg volgende jaar.
Is dit Charles of is dit RuPaul?
Ek dink dit sal RuPaul Charles wees, soos die man. Ja. Maar dis nie al nie.
Wat?
Hulu is ook besig om te beplan aan 'n docu-series oor die vroeë jare van RuPaul.
Oh my god, she's getting exposure.
Heeltemal. So maar ek dink dit sal nogal interessant wees om te weet. Ek meen die Starbucks days die Star Booty daar en hoe sy begin het. En
wat bedoel jy met dit? Wat is Star Booty?
Star Booty is haar, dis 'n fliek gewees wat sy in was, maar in, ek dink in die 80s of something.
Booty is
in
Boukies.
Ja.
Starboukies.
Star Booty.
But I remember, you know, years ago, I don't know why I talk like this, she did a hit with Elton John.
Yes.
And then I heard about RuPaul.
Ja.
En dan toen nooit weer nie. Ja.
Maar ja, Star Booty daar, sy was nie mooi nie. Sy was...
Sy is geopereer om so te lyk?
Nee, dit is... Haar style was baie anders as wat mens nou... Want nou sy die glamazon.
Very glamazon.
Maar Star Booty was, sy het gelyk soos 'n 80s rockstar wat 'n statement probeer maak.
Met 'n siekte.
Kaalskeer hare met net so stikkie... Mouw type van die ding
Oh, ek sien haar nou.
Ja.
Star Booty.
Oh my.
A low budget. Oh my god, dit sê hier so, dis a low budget uit 1987.
Low budget? Asof drag queens nou ooit low budget movies maak. nee. en dan, dan hou ons maar by die thema van drag.
Okay.
Betty Bangles, 'n bekende voorplosser van Suid-Afrika.
Yeah. Is dit?
Is vanaand...
Ah!
is vanaand te sien op Real Talk op SABC3.
Ek wou dit opgebring en nou bring jy jouself op.
Ek bring myself
gereeld op. Jy is 'n kannibaal wat homself opgeëet.
Hy is lief vir homself, was niks fout met sy selfbeeld nie. Mm. How did you bag that?
Betty is on 3 Talk tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Dames en heren, 6 o'clock, she's talking on 3 Talk, she's gonna become an international star.
She's talking to the lovely Azania Masako.
This is the last time we can speak to Betty as a local,
Azania.
Because from tomorrow she'll be international star.
Exactly, and I told her, Casper and I having two different conversations, I pleaded with Betty to do something with Azania's eyelashes.
Azania, ek wil iets met haar naam doen.
Ek love it. Die naam is baie exotisch.
Ek love die naam, maar dit klink vir my soos iets wat ek wil plant in my tuin. Azania.
Wat is die plant?
Dis 'n koelte plant.
Ja, nee, maar daar is 'n plant soos is dit nie dahlias nie?
Azalia, of ek weet nie.
Daar is 'n plant.
Ja, dit is so iets. Ja.
Okay, volgende.
Volgende, dan is nog steeds by Guy, jy weet, en dit is by Guy's spinning.
Waar is die saucy, waar is die dirt?
Ja, exactly.
Ek het gesoek, daar is nie.
Is dit daar? Is nie.
Daar was ek een depressing kak, maar ek wil nie daar gepraat het nie. Dis, ja.
Are we where?
Mr. Guy World, wat volgende jaar mos in Hong Kong sou plaasvind.
Gaan nie meer nie?
Nee.
Hoekom
want
nie?
Hong Kong het gesê, dis too much vir ons, ons kan nie.
Ons kan nie.
So, die host city vir Mr. Guy World 2019
is, nou nice,
is
nou.
Cape Town.
Oh my god!
Ja.
Okay. So, where in Cape Town? Where in Cape Town it's gonna be, do you know? Hoekom kom jy met halwe fucking feite hier aan?
Gavin, weet jy?
Yes, but I used to do the PR. I'm not doing the PR anymore.
So you're not doing the PR?
I'm not doing the PR.
What is PR? What does that mean?
Public relations. Dis openbare betrekkinge.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be next year. Again, we have got the gays. We always end up with the fucking gays. Yeah.
Nou gaan Kaap sal seker weer afbrand of... Flood
I,
or
I
something.
Hope they ask me to MC again because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, wait until they ask you to judge. You will enjoy that.
You wasn't happy, eh?
Who?
You.
He enjoyed the judging.
Now he enjoyed the judging.
You had the one with the issues midi vrolikers.
No, I want to MC. I want to MC again.
You were brilliant at your MCing.
Because you stand next to all of them, for fuck's sakes.
Maar jy sien, judging, spend jy hele week saam met hulle.
Ja, that's a bit tiring.
That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
It is tiring, but it's fun.
You can't fuck them, eh?
Can you? It depends on, like, the agreement that you have.
Because I will fuck then.
I don't even know what to say to that. Didn't you propose to one of the contestants on stage?
On stage. And then he cornered me at our Tambo and says, oh my God, my grandmother, it's all over America that you and I are engaged.
Can I just say that I cry my toekenning for like proper prima donna?
and chutzpah, because he's 80 years old and he's there for Mr. Gay.
Ja, Jesus, 51
Christ. Waar is al die mooi Amerikaanse mans? Stuur hulle so ou fucking drek ding. Anyway, ek gelukkig vertaal hy nie Afrikaans nie, anders is hy nou kwaad vir my. But what I wanted to say to you was something and I can't remember. What about Bernard? Who's that beautiful guy who acted in Cobra the movie? Gareth
Clayton, is it not?
He's out. Did you know that he came out as gay?
Was hy nie uit nie?
Nee. Hy het 'n boyfriend en alles.
Yes, I saw that in the week.
Maar enige iemand wat hom volg op Instagram kan duidelik sien hy's gay.
No, don't come with this. You didn't do your homework and now you're trying to excuse yourself. He's gay and we must know about this.
Ja, maar as iemand elke dag opstaan en in 'n glitter sweetpak in die strate paradeer en dan 2 uur later uitkom, is ek nie geskok nie.
Maar hy's mooi.
Hy's beautiful. Hy's beautiful.
Sy boyfriend het ook 'n Instagram account en hy post die hele tyd pictures van hulle twee. Sy boyfriend is nie baie mooi nie, maar hy's okay.
Ek het al besef hy's gay toe hulle Hairspray Live gedoen het.
Ja.
En hy het selfies saam met Ariana Grande geneem. 102 per dag. Toe ek geen stryd man gaan dit doen nie.
Nee, toe was hy definitief al 'n gay Gynamid met haar. But
oh, dis 'n mooi een.
He's beautiful.
We have really forgotten what we were talking about. Betty Bangles will be on Azania.
Nie op Azania nie.
En wat moet jy doen?
Ek weet nie.
Moet jy Engels of Afrikaans praat?
Engels.
Jesus, kan ons oefen. Okay, you're Azania.
Jy wil nou interview nie.
Let's just oefen. You're Azania. Okay, I don't know what I am. I am the director. Okay, Azania, 5, 4, remember it's Betty Bangles. Hey, 3,
I've got
remember
it.
She can't speak English very well. 2,
you must tell me what to ask her.
And go ask her what is her favorite song.
Go. And we are live on SABC3. We've got the very flamboyant, colorful, famous, well-respected Betty Bangles.
Get on with it, Azania. Love you.
What is your favorite song?
Oh, thank you for having me, Azania.
It's my pleasure.
I just want to plant you in my garden.
I hope that's a compliment.
It is. Okay. Outside.
I've heard that you can be quite like bitchy to people.
I never.
Oh,
I'm never bitchy.
Oh, okay. Never bitchy. Okay.
No.
This is a family show, so we can't swear on the show. So yes, your favorite song.
My favorite song.
Because we want to play it.
My favorite song is
Oscar a favorite song to mime. A favorite song to mime. Oscar Azania. No.
Perhaps your favorite song to mime to.
My favorite song to lip sync to is
lip sync is another word. Oh,
lip sync is another wait.
Is also the number that I'll be doing for you now.
Lovely.
Is it's a Sarah Brightman parody.
Yes.
Called Time I Say Goodbye.
Ah, are you going to do it for us this afternoon? Are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it there, yes.
Okay, time to say goodbye. And then you do that. Oh, my God.
That's amazing. Are you slightly nervous?
I am.
Don't be, eh?
I'm nervous for the fact that I'm okay with English, but when...
Sorry, ek moet gaan praat met iemand. Are we where... I am. I've got telco if you're ready. Sorry, Kanan.
I'm nervous for the fact that a lot of these talk show hosts pull out like amazingly big words to sound very intelligent.
Ja, maar nie intelligent probeer sê vanaand nie.
Ek wou gesê intellectual. En dan gaan ek soos in what the fuck? So I'm nervous for that.
So the trick there is, so in that whole sentence, one word is going to throw you out, right? Focus on the other words in that sentence.
Yes.
En dan antwoord jy die woorde.
Ja.
Plek daarvan dat hy groot woord. Mm-hmm. Hy groot woord is het afschouwerig. Please.
And remember, you are in drag, Bernard. Mm. So you can do lots of movements and stuff as well. If you don't know what to say, just play with your hands.
Play with your hands. That's, did I say it's a family show?
No, play with his hands like in the air. Oh, yeah, lasagna.
More in beeld, Betty Bangles het heeltemal verloor.
Talking about verloor, please tell Gavin what happened when you and I bought coffee. Bernard and I bought coffee at my local Viljoen Street garage.
Yes.
Over to you, Bernard.
No, start on start.
Yeah.
Firstly, hy raak buite homself opgewonde van ons jenning.
Yes, yes.
Nou gooi hy jenning in sy koffie. Ek sê, mens gooi nie jenning in koffie nie. Dis vir tee.
Ja.
Strip hy sy, nou gooi hy sy jenningkie weg. Nou gooi, vat hy sy suiker, ja, gaan nou sy suikerkie ingooi. Maar nou sit die koppies daar, en dan is die asper daar waar jy jou papiertjies en goeders ingooi.
Yes.
En ek vat my suikerkie en ek gooi het my koffie en ek gooi dit daar in, die papiertjie en Kasper. Maar, jy moet het sien of imagine, want
yes.
Staan, hy is baie trots, want hy gaan ook nou een suikerkie in sy koffie gooi en hy
yes.
Keer hom oop en hy gooi die suiker alles so in die asblik in en hy maak die pakkie leeg en dit sê in sy koffie nie.
Ek gooi dit met finesse in die asblik.
Maar hy staan, jy weet met die handjie in die sy en hy
yes.
Maak die pakkie leeg in die asblik.
Really when the brain started to go, eh?
Oh my goodness.
En ek trots gooi ek in die fucking asblik die straalsuiker. I felt so. Anyway, Gav, I want to ask you a question.
What
you,
is your
apparently
question?
Apparently you were in court. Or you were courting someone, or you were in court. What the hell happened? I want to know the exclusive, and we want the exclusive here on the Casper Radio Show. But before you tell me, I'm a very bad host. Have you finished with your gay news?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
I didn't know gay news. Thank God.
Nee, is okay, or porn stars, dude.
I've got so more gay stuff, yeah.
Accent so uit die porn stars.
Porn stars?
Yeah, it was next to the porn stars.
Die porn stars het hulle gedra. Nee, like in his news, he usually gives like news about porn
about
star.
A porn star.
Weet nou weer van wie bygekom en.
Nee, dis kakgoedjie, so Jake Shears van Sister Sisters het mental health issues.
Dis
seker goed is.
Ja, so jy het hulle mooi gekies.
Boring! Court. Why were you in court?
Firstly, I've got an issue. So I was the complainant, and then there was a guy that was the accused, right? I've got an issue with the fact that why would you... Oh, I hope she's not, the judge is not listening.
She won't.
She's Afrikaans.
Nee, sy sal nie na ons luister nie.
She's white.
Sy sal nie na ons
She looks like a huge Casper De Vries fan. But anyway,
okay,
so, like, I don't get when you post...
How does a huge Casper De Vries fan look then?
Very poised, very sort of stylish, but open.
Jy het nog nie a Casper De Vries fan.
But open to suggestion and satire and jokes. Even if it's below the belt.
Geef my een voorbeeld van so'n persoon in die publieke oog. Wie jy nou net beskryf?
Gareth Cliff.
Yes, Gareth Cliff. Got it. Thank you, Casper.
Dankie.
Anyway, gedraai yourself and put set your mic up. So I've got an issue with the fact that as a judge, so you're sitting there, so basically in a nutshell, long story kort, die
jy nog nie met die fokus story begin nie. You are just No.
And I sit in a nutshell.
Can we just ask Aviwe to repeat a clip of like 2 or 3 months ago where you preach and said I talk too much. That's why I'm bringing you a concise story.
You're just doing intro. Go with the story now.
Anyway, so I was stolen from one of my employees. A laptop. A cell phone. And so I did what was expected of me to do. I called the CCMA first. And I said,
like,
when can I
like
get
any
the
good guy who went to court.
Oh, I was in court. And then I walked in, ek het een ou so uitgekak, but how dare you take my genuine leather bag and put it on the floor?
Ah!
Seriously.
Ah!
It's all the way from Dubai.
Oh my God.
So to sexist and to sit ek het daar neer en to kom en to sit hy daar, so ek so a buffel van a policeman. Yeah. To say, there's a reason why my bag is there.
Oh my God.
Next time ask me. But anyway, so I was stolen from?
What?
Shut up!
My issue is, so it's a court case or whatever, right? So now, the judge asks him, when is he available? How dare you ask the accused when he is available? Like, if he's available for the specific date. Ek dink as jy iets steel van iemand, dan word 'n klomp regte van jou weggeneem. I think it's unacceptable that you asked him. Ask me. That was last week. Today she was much more in my favor.
Good.
Because she was reprimanding him.
Good.
And said to him, now you either pay Mr. Prince or he's back here and he won't drop the case.
Good.
Thank you.
Like that policeman dropped his bag.
My bag.
Yeah, he's back. Gavin's back.
Thank
he's
you.
Back.
Oh. Okay.
So, and so is he going to pay you?
He must pay me.
How much?
He... So I'm saying for it's a second hand Samsung. I want 3,000.
It's your husband, hey, who did it?
My husband's not here, he's in Cape Town.
Okay,
but I mustn't say that for the stalkers out there.
God, no, he's here.
I had like two stalkers.
The bastard, so he's fired, I suppose.
Yeah, he's fired.
But he
legally.
Hy het nog nie die goed het hy die geklaar verkoop nou.
He probably sold the cell phone. But I'm not one to assume. But the police, I had him arrested.
Yeah.
He was in jail for two nights.
Good.
He paid bail, good. 500. But
is a bail murder, not?
Yeah, and then they said to me today. The prosecutor said, "Yeah, let's sit at like a round table and mediate." I do not want to mediate.
No, we're not King Arthur.
I do not want to sit and I do not want to face him.
No, you don't want to face. You want the money. He must face the music. That's what he must face.
Exactly. I'm just so happy that I look there. Oh my goodness, in court today, there was this beautiful man.
Right? Have you photos geneem?
He is so, like, he was looking at me, but obviously,
no.
Like, I'm a proud married man and dad and whatever, so let's just get that out of the way.
You don't have a wandering eye, hey?
But he is, no, not at all, but he's beautiful, dressed like proper, and just the way his, the aura was proper, like immaculate.
And he was inviting you to his sins.
He was sitting in front, and then he looked at me, and I looked at him.
Mm.
But I looked down to see what clothes he's got
I'm
on.
Sure, that's
yes,
why you looked
course.
Down.
No, of you've course. Got, yeah, but we... And then he came, he got up and he smiled at me and he left, right? And
smile. Then, you went to the toilet, you dumb idiot. You should have followed.
Is that
yeah.
What it means? Would you need a pink, like
yeah,
apparently?
He smiled at you, yeah, it means I'm
tabs.
Going to the toilet. Are you following?
Oh, okay.
That's the old George Michael thing.
Sorry, I didn't.
Oh, my God. He's still waiting there.
No, he came back. But then he came to sit next to me.
Oh, yeah, see. Because you didn't come, he said, okay, let me go sit to the mountain. I'm Muhammad.
Then he's like talking and on his phone on WhatsApp and sending messages and then looking at me and then, you know. So I'm like I felt, got to a point where I felt dirty.
Me too.
I
hashtag,
got,
yeah.
I got up and then I went to go and sit in the front row.
Oh, no, you cook.
Then?
You're a fucking cluster cook. You must then, sit it.
And then I was like, okay, so what is this beautiful man doing here?
Yeah.
And then the prosecutor calls his name.
Yeah.
He went to the accused box.
Oh, what did he do?
So then naturally, so I didn't know what he did. And as I walked out, there's this man like next to me. Because both our cases were, his case was on and then I was on. Mm. And then when I got to the security, he was there. And he started chatting to me.
And what was his case?
Drunk driving. So he didn't kill anybody or anything.
He was just, he's an alcoholic.
He says he had three glasses of wine and they think.
Times two normally.
Mm.
Then I said, good luck. And then he followed me to my car. And then he's like,
oh my God.
And then he said,
I took it.
What do you mean with good luck? I said, I have to go because I need to be on the Casper radio show. And then I got into my car. And
did he then say Casper de Vries?
No, he didn't.
Fuck.
He's not your type of person.
What is my type? What is my
type? Beskryf enetjie vir ons.
You know.
What is my type?
Gee weer 'n voorbeeld, soos nou.
Let me go to sal ek dit by Aria doen. I'm thinking it's something between the East Rand.
Nee, the West Rand.
I think like a San Tiffany Kerk.
What is he talking about?
Of Wimpie de Van der Sand.
San Tiffany Kerk, Casper se type.
But, wait. Oh, you mean like your tip, like the type you would go for?
Oh, do you think...
Wait, what type?
What did you think?
I thought you meant like as in the fan, like we are back at the fan.
No, the type, that's my type.
Oh, your type.
What? You just said he's not your type. So I said, what is my type? I think you said something on the pole.
Oh, Alicia Smith is back Alicia. From India. She's in the studio.
Oh. She's in India.
Carlos Gesels with it.
Yes.
Carlos Gesels talk with it.
Are you
I will nooit in my lewe in India toe gaan.
Kan ek net gou klaar praat? Are you okay, let's ja.
Ek wil nooit in my lewe in India toe gaan nie.
Okay.
Hoekom nie?
Want ek dink sy probeer haar bes om dit glamorous te laat lyk of te laat klink. Ek dink sy het 'n goeie tyd.
Dink jy?
Want ek dink is haar tipe vibe. Sy hou van sulke weird dinge.
Mm.
Maar fok daai, het jy gesien die sleeper bus wat sy ingetoer het? Iewers heen.
Mm-hmm.
Daar's nie 'n fucking lig in daai kompartement nie. Niks. Mm-hmm. Niks. En dis ja, maar sy geniet dit.
Ek wonder wat doen sy alles. Maar jy kan haar volg nou op Facebook.
Ja.
As jy wil hoor, Alicia, onthou jy vir Alicia? Sy is in India op
in Instagram.
En sy maak kak. Ek dink
India post videos.
Gaan vir 'n staatsgreep binnekort omdat Alicia daar is.
I would go there but like ek sê vir die slange nie wat hulle mense soms met speel in die straat nie.
Ek mind nie vir die slange nie, ek mind vir die
die wat?
Die wat is die woord?
Can I just quickly
toilette.
Oh ja, waar jy so sit. Oh, sorry, I gave you a number earlier.
Yes, Casper.
And that number, I saw you, if you phone it, that someone will sing you a Christmas carol. Did you? Are we going to try that?
We tried that, and I got an automated answering machine saying that they're not available now.
So what nonsense did I read on the internet?
I have no idea.
Why does a viewer sound like an American all of a sudden?
Because he was talking to America.
Yeah,
okay. And I read, if you phone this number, someone will sing you a Christmas carol. So I gave him the number. He phoned it, and it was an automated say, we're not home right now. We are sleeping.
Shit.
Okay, well, thank you for trying.
Cool.
Okay,
cool.
Bye. Cool. So that didn't work. Bloody. I like things like that. Remember, were you in the studio when we phoned Sweden?
No.
You could phone a number in Sweden and they would tell you about Sweden. We did that. It was so wonderful. So I thought this is one of those. Where were we again?
Alicia.
Bangkok.
Alicia in Bangkok.
Bangkok.
India.
Bangkok. I'm thinking of Bangkok.
Get your feet out of the gutter. You're still at court with Bangkok. No. okay. So I want to tell you something.
Tell us.
My dog died. Alfredo. Aww. Do you know that?
Mm.
Oh, no. It was all of a sudden. And then everything just went bad. My whole life went for a bowl of shit, eh?
How's Kent doing?
What does Kent do?
Yeah, I'll leave him by me.
Hello, Kenty. Hello, Kenty. Oh, he's here. Oh, well, I'm taking Kent everywhere now.
Mm.
Because he's a bit lost now.
And lonely.
But I'll tell you why I'm also taking Kent everywhere. It's because now my dog died. Less than a week later, I was burgled.
What?
I was fucking burgled.
But the security around your house is proper Fort Knox.
No, it was not switched on.
Ah.
So.
Inside job.
I think so.
What did they steal, Casper?
My TVs, DVD player, sound system. Bluetooth speakers, modems.
What?
Mm.
And how did they get all of that over the fence? Your fence
because
is quite high.
Because this fence was switched off. So they just opened it up. It's an electric fence. Opened it up and passed it along. And they chased Kent away because he was there defending his territory. I wasn't there. I was at Bianca Del Rio's show. That's
yes.
The night. And so they chased Kent away. And my neighbor SMS'd me or WhatsApp me and said, Kent is here. What the fuck? And I said, I don't know why he's there with you now. And she said, maybe he's missing Alfreda.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, maybe that's true. But maybe you should check. Maybe the door is locked or something that he can't get in. And so she was too scared to go. It was dark. Thank God she was scared, because that was when they were burgling me and they chased poor Kent away. So Kent is a bit of a toots. He's smoking in his spare time now because he's a nervous wreck. Because shame, they chased him around. And he was in his own house and being chased around. So that, hello, Kenty.
Wow, what an awful story.
It's an awful story, hey. So I wanted to tell you that. I also wanted to tell you that I am moving. Mm. My landlord didn't apologize for the fence being switched off. It's just a mess. It's one of those fucked up people. I'm going away as soon as possible, getting away from the atmosphere of Alfredo, who I miss, and the burglary. Now I don't feel, I feel raped, I feel dirty like you felt with that Bombay guy. So I am not going to stay. I'm moving out. That's what I want to say. But the last couple of months, I have seen true love happening. I'll tell you what, my neighbor has got a dog called Violet. Now, are you with me?
Yeah.
And Violet and I and Alfreda and Kent, we went for a walk every day, and we went to a stream nearby and came back. And then one day we were joined by a dog from one of the nederzettings close by. One of those, your typical African dogs, you know, the Mar, Oinkie, amper soos, what is Bart Simpson so hond, you know, Merry Christmas or something.
Can't remember.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, what's on.
Maar so, Breinhond.
Like just an oversized Worshond.
Yes, a big one.
Yeah.
So he joined Violet, fell in love with Violet, and fucked Violet. Fucked Violet so harsh and repeatedly that Violet had to go get an operation. And so the little mongrels were removed. But the boyfriend never left her side. He's still there. He left his home. He is at Violet's side day in, day out. I actually took a picture of him today. I'm going to post it onto the Casper Radio Show Facebook page. You must see this. That's true love. He's there all the time. Even though he knows that she has lost the babies, he's still there.
Oh.
But the sad news is that my neighbor's also going to move. They also feel, fuck this, they're going. Yeah. And so they're going to take Violet, and the boyfriend will not know where she's gone.
So I think you need to have proper play dates when you need to keep in contact with the neighbors and have like play dates, because you can't leave this so on the fun.
Hulle's constant by mekaar, sisto. And I is soos, what do you call it, henpecked. He's a henpecked husband, because he's always behind her. He's like Prince Philip. Always behind her. She's like doing everything. Hello, hello, hello. And then he just walks behind her. And then if anyone looks at him, he sort of goes, sorry that I bestaan. Sorry that I bestaan. And then he moves on again, and he's always behind. Oh, Violet and whoever this boyfriend is. That's the story I wanted to tell. Oh my God.
I'm going to adopt a little touchy this weekend.
Why?
Because Layla's still by the Lord Jesus.
Oh.
And Cody is now fully recovered from his arthritis.
Oh. And that sounds like King Arthritis. And the round table.
So, yeah.
Oh, listen, Gavin. You know that Madonna became 60. Weet jy dit, Banner?
Yeah.
Sy's 60.
Yeah. She looks fine.
Sy went to in die helfte van haar birthday to gaan Aretha do it.
And she was pissed. Madonna was pissed.
Where?
Because Aretha died on her birthday.
Op haar birthday. En toe sy ge side sweep.
Everywhere on the internet, we were just building up Madonna, the queen, 60. Aretha's dead. No more Madonna.
Oh
my God, she was the pussy.
Ah!
But you know what? I thought, let us pay tribute to her. And I remember that years ago we had a thing called what was it again?
Stop a piece.
Boys of Cliff Central.
Yes.
And when they dance, sometimes I play this from Madonna. Of Madonna. Sex. Remember?
Sex. Oh,
So I put my little iPhone on random play and this started playing. Oh yeah, to the voice of the central was and oh my god, oh that lady on a clock. And then in the middle of the song she started saying weird stuff. And I didn't know whether I mean I'm also nearly 60. And
she's talking. Said,
yeah, my Scott. And I didn't know.
I'm nearly 42.
Oh, Bernard, yay?
I'm nearly 39.
Oh, you're so young.
I thought is waiting for you.
But wait, we must now wait until she, I think it's at 2:30. Then she starts saying things which I think sexual terms.
Is it?
I think that is sexual terms.
Well, if we listen to it, I'll tell you if it's sexual or not.
Okay. Okay, wait. Sy's nog jags vir 'n ou antie, né? Yes, just. Says just. Hoor aan, sy sê kon soek wat sy wil hê.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I can't sit down. Please show me where you go. Tell me what to do. You can promise me and maybe I will promise you sex. What you know about sex? Tell me what you know about sex. What
do
you know about sex?
What do you know about sex?
Oh my god, you're so hot. Comb my hair, let me get on top.
Okay. Now what's it up, Clem? Yes, yes.
Soaking wet, back and forth. Till we get the bed, you got okay. A bad attitude. I'd like to grind it on you.
So Gavin, I'm gonna tell you what I hear. Gonna say it, twisted rope, handcuffs. He's coming, he's coming. Sexology. Twisted rope, cuffs, blindfold, string of bolts, neckties, silk scarf, silver chains, pretty girl, thigh highs, leather mask, high heels, golden mask, perfume, switchblade, Epsom, Novocaine, chopsticks, underwear, barber soap and dental chair, fishnets, satin sheets, garter belt and raw meat. Candlelight, keyhole, leather belt, sleeves, meat, stove, salt and shower beer. So what did you say there? Do we know what it is?
Yes, we do.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so all those terms are obviously like very sexual.
Really?
But hulle so, sommige van hulle so underworld of under wraps dat dit is nie as vrylik beskikbaar in terme van meanings to it, nie, right? Maar soos... oh my goodness, like string of pearls. She sings of string of pearls.
What's that?
I'm gonna leave that for the last. Golden shower, this as piss. We all know, yeah. This one, wanneer jou lover op jou pipi.
Yeah.
Rusty keyhole. This is what say. So rusty keyhole is very interesting, guys, because now we all know lube, like lubricant, right? Wat jy gebruik om proses meer smooth te maak en so. Rusty keyhole means when you use sand as lube.
No.
During rough sex.
No.
I promise you.
Sand.
And wait.
Yeah.
Apparently, the best beach to get the sand where you can do like a proper rusty keyhole is in Florida, in America, in
oh
Miami.
Oh my god!
The best sand is daar so.
Now, waar druk jy die sand? In jou...
yes, like of achter of voor.
En dan is het een skuurpapier.
Yes, is rof en blijkbaar dat add like excitement to the whole experience.
Maar ga jy nie een rash kry nie?
It'll probably be a bit red. I'm not...
It must be read afterwards, eh? And that's then, interesting. And I'll remember that.
She'll fun with me.
Maybe it is when you're very yachts.
And very drunk or high.
Yeah. And then you're like, I know, yes, it's lekker. I know, yes, it's lekker.
And she also mentioned something about the raw meat.
Yeah, what's that?
Raw meat is having sex without a condom.
It's becoming more fashionable now these days again.
Yeah. Mm. And dan is daar,
so that's bareback basically.
Yeah, that is BB.
Bareback bouncing.
I asked a friend in this week, because my friend, we were talking and he says, yeah, I went to a BB party. And I'm like, BB?
Yeah, what's that?
Bareback partyki.
Party?
Oh my god.
Party?
Not here, he's in London.
Oh my god, they are so fucking full of sin.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
And she also mentioned meat stove.
Yeah, what's that?
Meat stove.
Vleisstoof.
A meat stove refers to a white woman who's just obsessed with black penis. I met one once.
Really?
She was married to a white man, yeah. But she said to him, hold up, we are 50, I'm going to enjoy my life now.
She called
my friend.
She's going to go for black penis.
So my friend was a producer of sex movie, and then she said to him, I'll be in your movie for free, but organize me a Nigerian. She was very specific. And I'm thinking, Nigerians don't even win the award for the biggest penis in the world. We all know it's the Republic of Congo.
Yeah,
Shlongo. She got her facts wrong.
Republic of Shlongo.
And then
she get a Nigerian meat?
She got a colored guy from Port Elizabeth.
Bless.
Who was also very, well hung. I just happened to be on set that day.
By chance.
Yes. Fully by chance.
Okay.
But that was in my days when I was a reporter and I had to report on the matter.
Again. And how was his King Cobra? Was it nice?
His King Cobra was... So he didn't have a lot of girth.
But he had length.
Oh, he was blessed with
oodles, oodles. And was she happy with her meat stove?
She just imagine this 55-year-old woman. She was just she was walking on these high heels.
Oh,
and
God.
When she took off her shoes, her feet, she was walking on her toes as if she's still wearing her
shoes.
She was
still feeling the cobra.
She was just and when he was done with her, when he was done with her, she was just she was hungry for more.
Hungry?
I don't know if it's that age that women get to.
I'll tell you, I'm nearly there.
Okay, thank you, Casper. And then my last one. My last one. She mentioned latex thong. Latex thong is just a term in Australia where it's a sexual thing where you use... This is not my last one. But latex thong, where you slap someone with a thong. That's the thing, latex. But anyway... String of pearls.
Are
you ready?
I'm ready for string of pearls.
String of pearls is when your partner, your male partner, ejaculates and he puts semen around your neck. People actually do
that. But sailors, semen.
So when he
grubby semen sailors.
Oh yeah.
I'm just because this is now very heavy conversation. Hy ejakuleer om jou nek.
Ja, maar nie soos in, dit is nou nie strategies nie, maar dit is soos in a splash hier en nog a splash daar, whatever.
God.
And that is called a string of pearl. Have you actually ever?
I've never.
It was
and then
very...
what, do you take a picture of it or what?
Probably, but you need to delete it, otherwise you're going to get into trouble.
Is there anything that you know about, Banner?
No, he covered it all.
With his string of pearls.
With my string of pearls.
Because I thought maybe the pearls would be referring to vaginal beads or anal beads, but it's actually splashes of semen. Okay, that was a nice conversation.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, I think we can bring the food now.
Yes, please.
Oh, we must order something to eat, Banner.
Yes. Bye, Bato and Yella.
No, we want to eat here. This conversation really turned, hey?
I'm sorry. It's like so said, is dit asof jy nou 'n hele tipe van energie op hierdie ateljee neergedaal
het? Ek weet, maar dit was fucking interessant. And we were actually saying congratulations to Madonna for her.
Yes, that's what it started. Sorry.
No, that's actually what it was all about.
I'm sorry.
And then it was the sex education. This woman is still doing it. My God, with a string of pearls.
Yeah.
Anything else people want to discuss? Because we are actually at the end of the show already.
I'm just glad that we are behind the mics again.
It was nice,
It was fun.
It was fun with a capital F.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's good now and again to have a sabbatical and to revitalize the energies. Yes. I think it's important.
But next week I am moving, so I won't be here. So next week I will be playing highlights again. I couldn't do a highlight package as well either, because why? I was robbed, and not only of my stuff, but also of my computer monitors. And that
was,
yeah, they took that, the bastards. So by next week I will have monitors again, so I will be able to assemble a nice show. And you can really write to me on the Casper Radio Show Facebook page and tell me if you want to listen to Konsistory Sakank, or what kind of things you still want to listen to from the past, and I will make you this lucky packet. Is there anything you want to listen to, Bernard, that you can remember?
Ek sal Konsistory weer luister.
Stukkies, né?
Ja.
Want party van daar was so baie, mense vergeet hulle. Ja. I forgot. And you, Gav?
I thought you were never going to ask me. I want to listen to the day I made my acting debut in a radio drama with Casper De Vries. God. When I played the British auntie.
Daai band is gebrand.
Was that also Konsistory?
It was a funeral.
Yeah, Konsistory. Okay.
It was a funeral.
Okay, I'll have to go and search for that one.
Because I was like, all I remember is I was this British aunt who just lost the niece. And
give us a snippet.
And now, vra ons vir Tannie Nestor Van Gogh om 'n paar woorde te sê oor Elise Winterbach.
Was that her name?
I don't know, go. That is a good one to start with.
But wait.
What's that a name? Yes. Yes, auntie.
I just remembered. You did not even let me speak. You only said I must cry.
Yeah, but then I said, you said, I love you, man. And then I said, thank you very much. But now you can say, okay. Tell us all about Elise Winterbach.
So on demand. I feel like Betty Bangles now. I'm not proper prepared. But No, it wasn't meant to come out like that. Do you know?
I'm a stop. I feel like Betty, not properly prepared.
Bye bye, people.
Bye.
It's the Casper Show. This is CliffCentral.com.